Any other last words of wisdom before we stop?
Yes, I just want to mention briefly two other vaccines. One would be hepatitis A, again, specifically indicated for people who might be traveling to lesser developed countries or who have underlying liver problems at all, because the last thing you want to do on top of one liver disease is get another injury to your liver. Again, inactivated vaccine, very safe. And finally, we have the HPV vaccine, which is recommended for women age 9 through 26, and at least the Merck vaccine can also be given to men age 9 through 26. And again, it's an inactivated vaccine, safe in immunocompromised individuals, and we should be, to the extent we can, protecting those individuals against the risks of cervical cancer, vulvar cancer, vaginal cancer, and anal cancer, as well as potentially genital warts as well.
Tell us once again that age range where that vaccination should be given.
The range that's FDA approved is age 9 through 26, but the target range is 11 to 12. And I should say at 11 to 12, we have this adolescent bundle now of HPV. We give them the TDAP to protect their SIBs. And one other vaccine, which I didn't mention, the meningococcal vaccine, which is recommended for all young children, but for adolescents and adults, would be used for only for people who have special risks for meningococcus, such as complement deficiency.
And if your child is going off to college and they're immunosuppressed, should they get the meningococcal vaccine?
The answer is yes, they should get the meningococcal vaccine. Again, it's not a live virus vaccine, and it's perfectly safe in immunocompromised individuals.